Yo, what's up, real estate success family? It's Michael Tucker here, your host of the Real Estate Success Strategies podcast. Today, I'm so excited because it's just me. I don't have any guests on with me or anything, but today I'm going to be talking to you guys a little bit about goals for 2021. Yes, I said it, goals for 2021. It's not New Year's yet, but it's about to be, and there is no better time to prepare for the new year than now. I've had a lot of talks with several people in my mastermind group and just several people outside of my mastermind group about, hey, what are your goals for the new year, right? Because you can never be too prepared for the future. And so I wanted to hop on this podcast and talk a little bit about goals. Well, guys, it is October 27th today when you're listening to this. You may be listening to this at a later date, but like I said in the intro, I've been thinking a lot about the new year and the new goals, and I have a lot of big dreams for 2021, and a lot of people may think I'm crazy, but I think that they are goals that I can achieve. They're going to be really, really hard to achieve, but I believe I can do it. And so I want to spend this time kind of sharing my goals with you and hopefully inspiring you to go out there and set your goals for 2021. Because I know a lot of times we don't prepare for our goals ahead of time. New Year's comes, right? December 31st comes or January 1st. And then we're like, oh, we're supposed to make New Year's resolutions. Or, oh, we're supposed to have big goals in place. And we just try to rush in without preparing them. And you can read more about that in my book, New Year Resolution. You can find it on Amazon. But yeah, we often rush in. So I usually like to take the last 2 months of the year, 2 or 3 months actually, to kind of plan out, you know, what are we going to be doing for the next year? You know, what are we going to be chasing after? What are we going to try to achieve? And how are we going to do that? And so really, I want to share just for a few minutes some of my goals, and I'm going to show you exactly how I'm going to get there. And so I'm going to ask you a question at the very end, and I hope you take some time to really chew on the question and really just consider it yourself. So eventually when, you know, the new year rolls around, you'll have an answer. So my goals for 2021 are this. I want to have 100 rental properties by the end of the year. So by December 31st, 2021, I want to have 100 rental properties. That could be through multifamily apartments or storage units. My goal is just to acquire enough properties for me to have residual income to where my wife and I can travel, we can do whatever we want, and also live comfortably to go out there, serve others, and do what we love to do. And so you're like, okay, Michael, that's a big goal, right? Like, some people are like, man, I would just love to get 5 rental properties this year. Why are you dreaming so big? Well, one, I feel like a lot of times we dream too small. Maybe that's you. Maybe you've had a dream of owning 5, 10, 20 rental properties, and you set these goals too small. And because they're too small, you never go achieve them, right? They don't inspire you. Well, for me, I love dreaming big, and I love dreaming in a way that I have to work to get there. So this year I decided, hey, you know what? I think by the end of 2021, I could get 100 rental properties. That's a year and a half away. And this was a few months ago when I was thinking about this, but I was like, you know what? I think I can get 100 rental properties. To be honest, I don't have many now, so I still have like 90 something odd properties to go, but I believe I can do it. It's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take a lot of strategic planning and just going out there and really putting my feet to the dirt, but I think I can do it. So I set that goal, and I want to share with you real quick how I plan to get there. So one, I joined a mastermind group. A lot of you guys want fast success. You want the fast track to running a business and a real estate company that is, you know, doing, you know, 6-7 figures. Well, one way to speed that process up is by getting a mentor, joining mastermind groups, surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals. So one way that I'm going to achieve this goal of 100 rental properties is through just masterminding, surrounding myself with the right people, using their accountability to hit my goals, right? So I need to join this group of other people that have like-minded goals, like-minded beliefs, and they're, you know, on the same journey as me, and use them to propel me towards my mission. use their accountability every 2 weeks when we meet, for in my instance, to push me towards whatever I want. And so for you, I would encourage you to join a mastermind group if you haven't done so already. I know that, you know, most of you guys are in groups, you know, you're on Facebook groups or things like that. But I would really suggest you get into a group where you can meet often, whether that's a month, every 2 weeks, like we're doing, where you can really get down, share your goals and share your progress with each other and push each other towards your goals. The mastermind I'm in is just a few people. We meet every other week. And you know what we do? We say, hey, what were the wins? What do I need help on? And then what's next, right? So number two for how I'm going to get to 100 rental properties is this: by taking small steps consistently. So many times we set these huge, massive goals, right? We set these goals that are, you know, 10X, like Grant Cardone says, and then we go out there and we just try to do it in all big chunks, and then we fall flat on our face and we get discouraged. But for me, I'm taking small steps on a consistent basis, and I hope you would do the same. I hope you would go out there and just take the little small steps over time, because those are what add up, right? Now, for me, you know, 100 units, that's going to equal out to me having to acquire like 8 to 10 properties or 8 to 10 units a month, right? So it's going to be a lot of work. It's not like I can just say, hey, this month I'm going to look at one property. No, it's a lot of work, but I'm going to do small, consistent habits on the daily basis that are going to build up to major success. So three, I'm going to start finding a lot of private money, right? So I joined a mastermind group. I'm getting some coaching. I'm taking small, consistent action, but I'm also going to be using other people's money to get there, right? We're going to be doing a lot of apartment deals that are going to be 12 unit apartment deals, 30 unit apartment deals. And we're going to need some help. So we're going to be not only using other people's money and building private lending, we're also going to be using the expertise of other people, right? Using other people's minds, right? One of my mentors, David Hughes, he loves talking about using OPM, not just other people's money, but other people's mindset and other people's expertise, in other words, you could say. So that's how we're going to do that as well. I'm so pumped though. I know we're going to hit our goal by the end of 2021, and I'm actually going to create a YouTube series. So if you don't follow me on YouTube, I don't post often. I need to, but follow me on YouTube at Michael Tucker, and I would love to keep you all updated on the process, because I'm going to be doing a vlog series on my road to 100 rental properties. And yeah, so I'd love to have you guys on there. But I want to encourage you guys to sit down and ask yourself, what are my goals for 2021, right? What do I want at the end of the year? What do I want to have accomplished? I want you to write them down, you know, and just write out how am I going to get there? Because I noticed one thing in my office. I have this big old whiteboard, and I write down every year goals I want to achieve on that whiteboard. And almost every year, all the goals that I've written down and thought about and really put my heart into that I've wrote on that board, I've accomplished almost over 90 or 75% of those, I would say. That's quite a bit. Most of those that I don't achieve, I find out they weren't behind my why. They weren't really special to me. I just did it out of vain or something like that. But most of the goals that matter to me in my life, I wrote down and they came to fruition. So write your goals down. Put them in a place where you can see them often. And a lot of people say, oh, that's just, you know, stuff people say just to make you feel good. No, actually writing it down, speaking into existence, I believe, is what will help you get to the next level as well. So I want to ask you guys, what are your goals? What is it that you're trying to achieve? Because if you're just going around in life aimlessly, are you going to actually achieve anything? If you're just going through life drifting, are you actually going to get to where you actually want to be? No, you're going to drift to another destination, then you're going to wake up and be like, wow, what happened over the past 2, 3, 4, 5 years? So in your business, what's the goal? And then ask yourself, how am I going to get there? Because preparation is key to get you on your road to success, to get you to that end goal, right? If that's you want to do 5 flips this year, you need to be prepared. You need to have the contractors in place. You need to have the finances in place. You need to have the deals coming through your emails, and your incoming deals need to be frequent, or you won't get those five deals if you're not looking at deals, right? So you need to figure out, say, hey, what are the things and non-negotiables that are going to get me to my end goal? And so that's what I want to end today with. Today was really short. I wanted to share my journey with you guys and share my goals for 2021. I have other goals as well, right? We want to do about over $500,000 in our flipping business, right? This year, we are just going to hit six figures. And so we want to scale that up along with our flipping business, or with our rental business. But I want you guys to really think about that, because it's on my heart. You know, I wrote a book about it last year at the beginning of the year, New You Resolution. You can DM me, or, you know, go on Amazon and look up the book. But it's my passion to help people get to where they want to be in life, right? So if that's you, if you want to go to another destination in your life, you want to go to another level, listen, it's time to plan that out and get ready. Let's get ready to take action and move to another level in our lives, guys. You can do it. So love you guys. I hope to see you on the next Real Estate Success Strategies podcast. Next week, we have several special guests going to be on, so make sure you tune into those. If you like this content, please leave us a review, subscribe. We'd love to hear your feedback. And most of all, join the Real Estate Success Facebook group. We do weekly live trainings in there. You can build your network with other real estate investors and just become a better investor in general. So we hope to see you inside the group, guys. Just look us up at Real Estate Success Group on Facebook. We'd love to have you in there. God bless, and we'll see you soon.